Blog Talk Radio.
Personality is on the air, and we're going to be talking about what you are doing, all of the things that you are accomplishing. Let me state emphatically and put it out there, because we have not had you on since you lost your brother. So we have been definitely praying for you, and we want to say that we love you and that we are definitely keeping you lifted up, you as well as your mom and your dad and your nephew. So I just wanted to put that out there and to say that I love you and I love what you're doing. Tonight, guys, we are going to be talking with Sister Big Bones in the Curvy Studios. Tonight we have a full-fledged show planned for you. Happy Black History Month. It is February. And, yes, we are getting down in the Curvy Studios tonight. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I am so excited, because a lot of you probably do know that Aretha Cowding, also known as Sister Big Bone, also known as Plus Size Sexy Diva, is my mentee. I mentor her, and it is so exciting to have her on the show. Even more so exciting, guys, and if you're listening in, we definitely want you to just chime in right quick, press one so you can say hi, and then we'll put you right back on mute, but we definitely want to hear from you in the Curvy Studios, but you got to press one to just say hi to everybody, but it is so wonderful to have Aretha in the show with on the show with me tonight, because when I say this is a mentee that will melt a mentor's heart, because she listens and she does everything that she asks you to do, that I ask her to do, and she is growing in her life, business, and endeavors by leaps and bounds. We do have a couple callers that want to say hi, so I'm going to go to the studio lines really fast, out of character, out of order, but we definitely want everybody to get in and say hello, hello, hello to Miss Aretha while she is here, to let people know that she is definitely being celebrated. Caller, your last four digits is 6321. 6321, you are in the studios here, Kirby Studios here on Curves and 3D Radio. Talk about it. Hello, hello.
Hey, how's everybody doing today?
Absolutely fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'd like to say hello to Sister Big Bone.
Hello, hello. I know who this is. I know. This is David from American Food Network. How are you, David?
I'm doing good. I'm doing very well. I'm just sitting up there seeing that the post that you guys are doing, and so I said, hey, I got to chime in.
Yay!
Well,
David
you.
Brown, American Food Network, thank you, thank you, thank you so kindly for calling in and saying hi. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm doing
good
very
to
well.
Hear it. Good to hear you. And if you could just hang in there for us a little bit, because we are going to be talking about American Food Network and Aretha as being a on-show, on-air personality with your network. So
mm-hmm.
can you hang out with us just for a little while?
Sure. I scheduled the whole day for you guys.
All right. Thank you. Hold on 1 second. All right. Caller, your last four digits is 7471. You're live on Curves and 3D Radio. Welcome to the Curvy Studios. Let's talk about it.
Hello, hello. This is Lady P, mommy of Omega. And I just want to come in and say hello.
Hello,
well,
hello.
Hello.
I am excited to have you. Thank you for listening in, and thank you for chiming in to say hello to Plus Size Sexy Diva in the kitchen with Sister Big Bones here tonight. So if you would just hang out with us just for a little while, and we're definitely going to come back to you. Is that okay, Mom?
That's wonderful.
All right. Thank you. I know who's 5217. 5217, you are live on Curves and 3D Radio. Welcome to the Curvy Studios. How are you?
I am blessed. How's everybody? Just want to call in and say hello, 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 Auntie. And
hey,
hello.
Beautiful swan.
How's it going?
Absolutely fabulous. Absolutely. For those that do know and don't know, Ms. Swan is a 3D, Curves and 3D Radio personality. She is a co-host for the on the show, so it is blessed. We are so blessed to have her calling in. Tonight I gave the co-host a whole month off so they can get rest and refresh and come back ready for us in March. And we are doing interviews all month long, but I'm so happy to hear you calling in to say hello. And you can say hi to Sister Aretha. She on the phone. She on the call.
I was coming at you, Sister Big Bone. You know, I am beauty. You know, a lot of girls say that.
Thank you so much for your support, Juan.
You are so welcome, sweetheart. Keep doing what you're doing. Make it happen. It's yours. Grab it by the horns and take it, honey. So you keep on doing what you're doing and working that food network and everything. So God bless you and keep it up. And as she said, Monica and I will be with you all on next month. So you guys enjoy. I'll be chiming in and listening in. So keep it going. Keep it going. Good luck to you.
All right, all right. Well, thank you again, Ms. Swan. I love you and adore you so very much.
Baby.
Love you, love you, love you, sweetie. Tell everybody I said hey, kisses, kisses, and hugs to everybody.
Same
and
here.
Glad
Thank
to hear
you.
You're feeling better, too. So I know you were
Thank
in hospital
you,
and everything, so I'm glad to hear you're feeling better. God is so good, and you are definitely in my prayers.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Caller, last four digits, 5336, 5336. You are live on Curves and 3D Radio. Welcome to the Curvy Studios. Let's talk about it.
Hello, Auntie. It's Wani. How are you guys?
I am absolutely fabulous. How are you? This is the exquisite Monty Maroc out of Scottsdale, Arizona. She is another one of our co-hosts, and we are excited to have her to chime in. Again, I gave my co-hosts the entire month of February off, so I just wanted them to get rest, to refresh. Monty has a big project going on. How is that going with the fashion show and everything?
Oh, it's going. It's going wonderful. It's taking up a lot of time, but it's going. Everything's going well. But it's not about me tonight. It's about you guys. It is about Aretha. Congratulations,
well, thank
Aretha.
You so
We've
much.
Been watching you. You're most welcome.
Thank you so much for your support.
Yes, you're doing big things. It's wonderful. I just wanted to
big
call
girls
in
do
and
big
let
things.
You. We sure do, don't we? We are watching you, and I'm so proud. I'm telling everyone, I'm like, that's just a big one. That's my girl. So I'm so proud. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
But I wanted to make sure I'm listening in and support you guys tonight and let you know we're here.
Yay.
Thank you so
I'm
much
excited.
For all the support.
Yes.
And tell everybody I say hi, give mom hugs,
yeah.
Husband, kids, everybody, and definitely I'm going to have keep you guys there. If you guys are live, the mic is definitely open for you and Swan, so you guys
okay.
can chime in. We're here. We got a full show plan for you tonight, working on time management, so we're going to keep this to an hour, guys. So I'm excited to have everyone here in the Curvy Studios tonight, Thursday, February the 9th. And we are excited about our February series. My personality is on the air. So we're going to be talking all month long to TV show hosts, radio show hosts, and we want to make sure that we are getting everybody in and talking with them, and we're going to culminate with Curves in 3D. So definitely, I'm very excited about what is taking place here in the Curvy Studios. But, Aretha, we got a great show. I am going to just quickly talk about, because we have a full show, Throw Me a Curve is our In the News segment, because we always want you to be current about what's going on in the world and in our country. So let me tell y'all about this. I don't know if everybody has heard about the stay that the Supreme, the judges, the three judges have put into effect, that the ban on the travel ban that Trump had, and they have stayed it. All three judges ruled on a federal appeal that President Donald Trump's travel ban will remain on hold. How y'all feel about that? Are y'all excited about that?
That it's on hold?
It's on hold. That is official. It is definitely on hold. I believe that the Supreme Court will have to hear this case real soon, that the Trump administration is definitely going to push for the Supreme Court to get involved, but they have put it on hold. So
I'm excited about it, because the countries that he banned have not done anything in America at all. Not one of the countries that he banned committed a crime or did anything in America.
Right.
And and the people that he's banning already have their passports, their visas, their green cards. So why are you banning them if they're already American citizens? It doesn't make any sense. There was a 75-year-old woman that died at the airport because
airport,
she couldn't get back there for her medical treatment.
Goodness.
So, yes, I'm definitely excited about it. When babies are being held up in the airport, they can't get to their parents because you want to go and make a decision like that. That has nothing. I mean, he didn't even ban one of the countries that actually committed an act in America.
Exactly.
Saudi
Arabia. Exactly.
He didn't even. And the reason why he didn't do it is because he owns hotels in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. And he's tweeting about
it. He only banned the countries that he does not have a hotel in, basically. The three that own their own banks.
Yeah, it's not making sense anyway. So I'm glad.
I'm just
so for me, this is like a really big hit
to the, and I'm not gloating or anything, but it's a really big hit to his administration real early in his presidency.
I love it. I'm excited about it.
And the beauty of it is the three judges that have ruled in on this is one is from the Carter administration, one is from the Obama administration, and one is from the George W. Bush administration. So it's not like it's all Democrats that are doing it. They're from three different administrations, and I love it. I love it.
Oh, but he did issue in a new judge, though. He did put a new judge in the Supreme Court. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
I don't know, and I mean to start your administration off with this type of a hit. I mean, I'm waiting to see what's gonna happen next. Let me just be real honest.
He has the worst presidential record on record.
Coming into it, even worse so than the black man or President Obama that 8 years ago when he came in, his record, I mean, is worse than his. His approval rating is worse. So. I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen. People trying to figure out
why y'all playing with this man. I saw people today when he tweeted about his daughter.
What is that about? What is the tweets about? Oh my! Could somebody please take that look?
Yeah, they dropped her from a couple of TJ Maxx and Nordstrom's and a couple of companies
have dropped her, some of the bigger stores.
No,
Ivanka.
His daughter, Ivanka, from her clothing line or something like that, and they've dropped her because they weren't doing well, probably because of what's going on. But anyway, he tweeted, something about Nordstrom's, and people who even voted for him, they were saying, "I voted for you, and you can't do this, and you're taking it the wrong way." And it's like y'all expected something different. I'm believing y'all believe he was gonna do something different when he got in office. No, you can't change their stripes. He is who he is. That is him. That is Donald Trump. He is, he's going to do that, and you knew he was going to do this, so what are you saying?
Exactly.
Don't be surprised.
Right. But I just wish somebody would take the cell phone away from him because he is just keeping Twitter hot. I'm telling you.
Keeping it hot. He's keeping it hot. Oh, my goodness. It's a joke.
I tell you. That's what it really is, and that's what it really boils down to, but I just wanted to put that out there and just say that I was excited about, I know I'm going to get some feedback and some flack from being excited about the travel ban and that it's a hit to the Trump administration. I know I'm going to get some little flack about it, but it is what it is, and we all have our right to our opinion, and I'm excited about it. So y'all know me, very transparent. We're going to keep this potty bus going because we want to make sure we get enough time to make sure that we can get into a full-fledged interview with Sister Big Bones. But you know, here on Curves and 3D Radio, we definitely are fashion girls, so I want to tell you what is hot and what is pumping in plus-size fashion for our plus-size women. I don't know if you ladies know that trending right now are dresses. All types of dresses, and they're saying that girls wearing plus-size clothing may look beautiful regardless of weight in dresses. Modern plus-size fashion 2017 has shown photos across the grid on these different styles, length of dresses. So I'm going to touch real quick on what is trending, the maxi dress, full length, perfectly highlight the dignity of the figure and visual pulls on the silhouette. I'm talking about ruching, high waist, empire waist, dropped waist, high splits in your maxi dresses. They are saying that the tulip dress, if you don't have one in your closet, you are right now, and I'm just going to put it like this, nothing and nobody. You have to get you a tulip dress. It is what's happening. Black and white, asymmetrical coloring, one shoulder, off the shoulder, asymmetrical blouses. I talked about the cold shoulders and off the shoulders last week in tops, but it's also trending in dresses. So you want to make sure you have that. The trapezoid is at its peak of popularity. And that's like more like the fitted in the bodice and kind of flare from the right under the bust. That look is hot right now. Stylists recommend combining it with long jackets. Especially effective thing is to show a little bit of skin but still look like the lady that you are. Velvet, velvet, velvet. Abandon the velvet and, add the velvet. Abandon the sheer because it's not the sheery fabric is not what's hot. They're talking about big, bold prints, more of a lace is what is going on, and a jersey knit. Velvet, lace, and jersey knit is the fabrics that you should be watching for. Colors that are hot right now, soft sky blue, pink, purple, coffee, pearl, gray, emerald, sand, light green. These are your muted pastels or bright saturated colors are relevant for the 2017 spring season. So this is what you want to be looking for. White. Again, the white and black is very popular right now, but dresses, jeans, oh my goodness. I talked about it last week, and here is another trending article about making sure you have denim clothing, pants, tunics, dresses, jackets, vests, everything. It is jean, 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 plus size pencil skirts or skirts with splits. Dresses, the dress shirts for plus size women with the tights is really hot. You want to make sure you have that sports item, cap, the caps, bombers, sneakers, and we talked about that a couple of weeks ago, making sure you have the cute little, emoji sneakers that are really popular right now, or stoned out, or signature sneakers are very hot right now. So that's what's in, sports item, caps, bombers, sneakers, tennis skirts, stuff like that is really in for the plus-size woman. Active lifestyle. So you want to make sure that you're trending and you're hot in your fashions. What do you think about that, ladies? Miss Arisa, what you think about that? What you got in your closet that I talked about just now?
Well, I got jeans because, you know, since I done lost a little weight, you know, I'm starting to wear my jeans now. You know, I'm trying to, you know, flaunt that. I got to give me some of them designer sneakers. I got to give me some sneakers and bling them out, so I guess I'll let you do that for me. Thank you so much, my beautiful mentor.
I can definitely do that for you. I love it. What about you, Swan? What do you think about what's hot, what's trending? What do you have in your closet?
I'm pulling out some stuff, some of that black and white. I actually got a black and white jacket that I'm rocking right now. I might have to pop up a picture. So I'm loving
it's
the little black and white, and I love my velvet. You know I love my velvet. So I'm going to have to pop something and put something up in there. I've been trying to watch and see what's going on lately because I really wanted to change up, but I think I'm going to do some pantsuits a lot when I do start back for 12 Central Plus because I'm still just trying to move the rest of that little stuff I got, but it's still on sale too. But I want to kind of get some pantsuits in there. So I hear you talking about these dresses, though, so I may have to stick to what's trending. So
I'm telling you, that's what they're talking about now. I'm talking about from the maxi to the midi to the mini, you know, dresses, 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 and skirts. But the real thing is getting you some jean dresses in stock because that's what's trending. That's what's hot.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so just, I mean, you got to be out there seeing what people are wearing, what they're looking for photo shoots, and, you know, accommodate the people. At the end of the day, that's what it's about in this business is to accommodate the people.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited about that. All right, we're going to go full-fledged into our interview, and we're going to encompass our, right after our commercial break, we will go into our interview with Sister Big Bones. Sister Big Bones, are you ready?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Put it on the stove. Let's get it boiling.
All right, right after our after our commercial break, we will definitely be talking with Sister Big Bones.
Are you stylish, sassy, sexy, sophisticated, and statuesque? If you answered yes, Impact, My Pretty Auntie Closet is the place for you to shop. From large to 3X, all fashions were selected with you in mind.
Check out Impact on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Pretty Auntie Closet. Make an impact with My Pretty Auntie Closet in your closet. Shop today on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Pretty Auntie Closet.
www.mypryauntiecloset.com. www.mypryauntiecloset.com. Tonight's hot topic is in brought to you by Impact, My Pretty Auntie Closet. Shop with us today. All right, Sister Big Bones, Sister Big Bones, it's your world, big girl. How you doing?
I am doing fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. You know, I am beauty. I am fabulous. I am just so excited. You know, I am in the kitchen with Sister Big Bones. I am plus size sexy diva. You know, I am just so many things, but I'm all one. It's just so remarkable how I can be so many things but still one person. I'm just so excited to be on the show tonight. Thank you so much, my beautiful mentor, for inviting me on. I hope, you know, I'm not taking up too much space. You know, I'm all over the place. So I'm just, you know, I'm so happy. I'm just excited.
Let's talk about that, because let me say this to the listening audience, because this is what we do here at Curzon 3D Radio. We want to always highlight and spotlight those that are doing remarkable, amazing things in their chosen industry. And if you are listening and you would like to chime in, you would have to, if you're listening by internet, you have to call in to 347-945-5886, 347-945-5886, and you have to press 1 to talk to the host. So we definitely want to hear from you as you are calling in. Let me say this. We want to talk to you because you are doing such amazing things. It's one thing to have your own talk show syndicated, might I add, syndicated talk show.
Yes.
In over 200 countries with 100 million listeners, because we are both syndicated by Vibe Live, so we have an extremely large listening audience. So when I tell you that, you're doing great things there, but not only that, this January, you launched In the Kitchen with Sister Big Bones. In the Kitchen with Sister Big Bones. So now you have your own radio show, but now you're being also spotlighted and highlighted through American Food Network. So tell us a little bit about that and how that came about.
Well, and I know David is listening, so it's probably, you know, it's
he
best
can
to
chime
hear
in
from
at
him.
Any time, so, yeah,
so
he can chime in at any time.
Yeah, I would like for him to say how it all happened, because, man, I'm telling you, it was just amazing. I did a, you know, a test screening, and I submitted it to him, and I asked him, you know, exactly what he wanted. He said, oh, just a little monologue or just an interview. We just want to see if you can talk in front of a camera, you know, be comfortable with, you know, a guest. So, you know, like 2 days later, or even the same day, I think I got it together and I submitted it. And they were very excited. They loved my personality, my big personality. And of course, they loved the fact that, you know, I don't let my size, that I'm a plus size woman, stop me. They loved that. And so it just went on from there. And then I've been doing promo shows to, you know, until my launch party on the 15th of January. I was doing little promo videos, you know, a couple of minutes long, and each time it would get, you know, a little bit larger, I mean longer, so people can really get to my personality and see what kind of show, you know, I was going to have. And it's just down-home cooking made easy. I'm not using a lot of ingredients that you can't pronounce or can't find in your local grocery. I mean, I'm just being down home, and that's what it's all about. Just trying to get people back in the kitchen again, letting them know that cooking is not a chore. You know, it's something fun and easy that you can do. So that's what I'm highlighting, and, you know, I'm just so excited about everything that is transpiring with the show.
All right, and Mr. David Brown, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to everything.
All right, and can you tell us how this all came about with Sister Big Bones? What's your take on it all?
My take on it is excellent. Okay, she takes, when she did her test video, it tested out the roof. Everything, producers were coming in talking to me about this. Everybody was trying to say, hey, can we get her sponsors, and stuff like that. And she went out and got her sponsor. She said, no, get her sponsor. She got it. And the show was phenomenal. Everything fell in place. We went down there. A group of us went down there to her launch party, had an excellent time. And then we actually did a show from Wichita, Kansas. But everything is nice. I love the way she put it together. Her daughter did all the editing and everything. Very professionally done. It looks great. We actually came across and did her music. She didn't like the first one. We submitted the second one, and she had her hand in there and said, yeah, we'll take that. Take the singing out. The person didn't sing very well. We got her exactly what she wanted, and she's one of the biggest shows there. Actually, she's going to be as big as mine, my show, The Quest for Good Food.
Wow.
Right. We're pushing her and stuff like that. We're looking at everything. The numbers are good. American Food Network, for everybody, it's a YouTube-based show. We show real people cooking. That's all we do. Independent restaurants, we go to independent restaurants. We talk to up-and-coming chefs, not like the Food Network where they only have the high-end chefs. This is where the normal people, the everyday person, the next-door neighbor can come in that throws down in the kitchen, like Sister Big Bone, can get their show, put their little stank on it or their little funk on it and put it right back out there, and that's what she does. And we really do like it. I actually went and re-seen some of her shows again, trying to, she makes me want to elevate my game.
And that, I think that because her daughter came in and she's great with the camera and she's great with
right.
the producing and the editing, I mean, When you have a team that comes in and they're strong, they know their roles, they know what to do, they know what you expect, and they get it done, that has to be phenomenal.
Right. It is very good to know that we got a talent there that is packaged well. She knew what she wanted and went after and done exactly what she said. Hey, we're going to film right here, and it was done, and we got it back on time.
And in this industry, timing is everything. And
right.
I know that, you know, not having people are not showing up, people are late, people are not getting in. It can throw everything. It can throw the entire production off. So having someone that you know that is going to show up and do exactly what it is that they say they're going to do, that has to be refreshing for you. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it is. We are looking at her as far as being the face of one of the big faces to American Food Network. So we're going to be pushing her.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I hear it. I'm just so excited that, you know, a plus-size woman is going to be the face of a network. And as women in general, what size you are, what color, that's exciting. We need to celebrate that because a lot of men are ahead of things. And when you can have a woman, you know, and then a plus-size woman, and, you know, and then a black plus-size woman, man, you are doing things and opening up doors. That is so exciting for me. And that's what makes me want to be better. Each show that I do, I want to be mm-hmm. better than the one I did before. And with people following you and supporting you and giving you love, it just makes me want to do it. And, you know, I'm not bragging, but, you know, God is good to me. And I applaud every person who prayed for me and who prays for me. You know, I even applaud my haters because they are just fans. They are fans looking in. and I want them to see where I am going. I'm just so excited about it. So thank you again, American Food Network, and thank you again, David Brown, because I'm just overwhelmed. I'm just so excited. I just can't wait to get back into the studio next week, you know, and start doing some more filming. It's just so exciting. It's my dream. I always told my parents, I'm going to have me a show, a cooking show. And you know how you tell your parents something like, oh, yeah, okay. You know, even as an adult, you know, sometimes your dreams get pushed aside because people are really not listening. They're not listening because they don't think you can do it. They're not listening because they don't know how to get you there. And so I don't take it as, you know, my mom and dad didn't love me or don't care. They just didn't know how to get me there. And so I'm just excited that, you know, my dream is coming true, you know, and my husband, my big daddy, you know, he is doing his thing. He is supportive. I mean, he stepped out of his own comfort zone and, you know, he was the MC for my launch party. And, you know, it's a family thing, you know, and I'm just so excited. You know, everyone is just putting in their all. And, you know, thank you to my mentor, you know, my Omega Auntie Mother Seal. Because she rubs off the edges that were rough on me. And then, of course, my mentor that I had as a small child going up into my young adulthood, Sharon Cranford, you know, she showed me how to be a young lady. But, you know, sometimes you get handed off. But when you get handed off to another mentor who's on the same page that can now take me to the next level, that's what it's all about. And she is so proud of me. And, you know, at some point, you know, I'm going to have some mentees. So I'm learning from the best. You know, it's good to have strong women in your life. I'm just so excited about everything that's transpiring.
Right. That is a good thing to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good thing to have someone to talk to you, bounce ideas off of, and everything else like that, because you never know when you're going to be saying, hey, somebody's looking at what you're doing and saying, hey, I want to be just like that person. So,
it's just exciting. I just can't say enough. Like today I went to the doctor for a checkup and my doctor has been following my videos because he was like, I'm just so proud of you. He said, you look so good talking about that stuff. You look so good. And it's amazing. My doctor, a physician, I'm just like, wow. He's taking the time to follow me. And, you know, if people are coming up to me, you know, and saying they know me, they've seen my videos, and it's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Right. She's going to be the next celebrity in her town.
Already. She's already wearing that crown. Let me say this because there are so many, like Mr. Brown just said, so many celebrities out there, so many personalities, radio or television personalities. Aretha, who are a few of your favorite television or radio personalities? Who do you like to watch or listen to?
Well, of course, on Blog Talk Radio, I love listening to Curves in 3D. So that's, you know, that's hands down. Yes, yes, yes. And, of course, I love listening to I Am Beauty Blog Talk Radio show, which is my show. I also like, you know, watching Food Network. I love people on there like Bobby Flay. And I watch those kind of people because they are like the higher-end type of – they are chefs. See, I'm not a chef. I'm a cook. I don't wear, a high hat or, you know, I don't wear the chef coat because I'm not a chef. I'm a down-home cook. That's why I wear an apron. That's my trademark because that reminds me of Big Mamas. You know, that reminds me of Big Mamas and grandmas and aunties. You know, they didn't wear a chef coat. They just went in there, threw on an apron, and, you know, started humming and making up food. But I watch Food Network and the Cooking Channel for inspiration and ideas on what I can do to make something that they cook with all these 20,000 other ingredients and make it with just simple ingredients, you know, salt and pepper, chili powder, onion salt, you know, things like that, and cayenne, because, you know, sister, big bones like your spices. I say. So I try to, you know, take things that they have, like pork loin, and I just cook it the way I would cook it, how it would be cooked in my own kitchen. Because, again, I want people to get back in the kitchen. I don't want people to run off from the kitchen because they can't find these certain ingredients. So, I do watch, you know, Food Network and the Cooking Channel and, you know, all these other people, because you can always grow from other people. But, mm-hmm. you know, I just don't want to be like them. I just want to, you know, see what they're doing, and then I can take a recipe and turn it into a, you know, a Sister Big Bones creation. You know, I'm just, you know, when I do my barbecue ribs, I mean, that right there, it just shows you that you don't have to have a grill, a big fancy grill, that you can do it right in your oven, because the tip is heavy-duty foil, let me tell you. That stuff right there, if you got some heavy-duty foil, you can do anything you want in the oven.
That's right.
That's what I like about the down home. Now, you know, Auntie ain't going to get in the kitchen too much. Now, my mom is on the line, and she can vouch for that. You know, if I could really hire me a personal chef, I would do so. Now, don't get it twisted. I can cook. I just don't cook. But if my mom would say, hey, I'm cooking something to bring it to you, I'd be like, come on, baby, hurry up. You ain't here yet. So, you know, I'm one of them kind of people. But I love to eat. And let me ask you this question, because Of course, I've seen all of your shows and videos and promos and everything. I've seen everything. But can you kind of give us a hint on something that you have coming up? I know you got a Valentine's Day or something. You were talking about something that you were going to be doing. Can you give the listening audience here in the Curvy Studios a little hint of what you got coming, what you're looking at preparing?
Well, I was going to do a Valentine's Day show. But because, you know, my brother's passing, that kind of threw everything off. So I am going to do a throwback series. You know that red Kool-Aid? We're going to do some red Kool-Aid. We're going to do some yellow cake with the chocolate icing. You know, we're going to do some throwback things, because that reminds us of when we were back in the kitchen with our mom and our grandma. So we're going to do a lot of throwback things, you know, fried catfish, you know, and we're going to do some black-eyed peas and okra and with tomatoes. We're going to do some fried green tomatoes.
Leave that all in the pot. Leave all that in the pot with the black-eyed peas and the okra and tomato. You can leave that in the pot now.
Yeah.
But the chocolate cake and Kool-Aid, that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait to
because
see
you
that.
Because you remember when you was a kid, anybody remembers, when you had Kool-Aid, you thought you was the king or queen in your house. You thought y'all was rich. Because Kool-Aid, well, that was the thing. If you didn't have no Kool-Aid, people was looking all upside your head like, you got, what's going on? We ain't got no Kool-Aid. The world's coming to an end. What? You didn't care as long as it was red. It could be strawberry or cherry. So we're going to make some Kool-Aid. We know we're going to all, and you know when you always went to your mama's house or your grandma's house, she always had some yellow cake with some chocolate icing. And when you
that
went
was
to
like
a picnic.
Every Sunday. Every Sunday, my grandma had some type of sweet cook. That was just something that happened every Sunday. You had a cake, and I, you know, was talking to my girlfriend Jill about that and how we used to beat the cake with a spoon, not with a mixer, now with a spoon. So I could talk about some stuff, but yes,
yeah. So
I am
we're just gonna have a fun time in the kitchen, and you know, we also gonna do some, you know, some down home stuff, you know, some hot water cornbread, you know, we're gonna, you know, do some things. You know, remember back when you was little, the foods that your mom made for you. I mean, I remember the fried chicken.
Let me tell you all this. This is a bit bone, because my mom was different. My mom, she just didn't eat that kind of stuff, so if we wanted to eat like that, we had to go to my mama was okay. If my mama could cook those hot dogs every day, she would cook those hot dogs every day. I'm not lying. She is, Mommy, are you there? Can you hear me? Let me put you in. Mom.
Yes, but I totally don't agree with that, because I didn't cook hot dogs, Holly.
I know you did not cook hot dogs, but if you could have cooked
those hot dogs. Full course meals. y'all had full course meals every day. Because if I didn't cook, your dad cooked. So,
mom, we used to have this running joke in my household, pork chops and applesauce. And black people just didn't eat like that. But that's how my parent, that's how my mom cooked. And my dad is from Jamaica, so we had all of the curry and the jerk and all of that stuff. But my mom, she didn't eat the chitterlings and the things like that. She just didn't eat that kind of stuff. So she didn't cook it. So we had, like, shepherd's pie, cottage pie, that kind of stuff. You know, the lasagna, the ziti, we ate those kind of dishes. But if we wanted to have that down-home collard green kind of thing, we did that at my grandma's house.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That is some good stuff. So, yeah, we're going to be doing some neck boning cabbage and sweet potatoes because that is what down-home is. But, you know, we're going to try to do some other things as well. But I just want people to, you know, get to know me and the things and the recipes that I grew up with. And I'm going to be taking in recipes. I want people to be sending me some recipes and see if I can put a Sister Big Bone spin on it. Because that's what cooking is. Cooking is experimenting, and it's fun. And, you know, don't be afraid to try new things. You know, you
well,
have
you should
to
get
be
my mom's
confident.
Buttermilk pie recipe because is it buttermilk pie,
oh.
Mom?
Yes.
She might not want to give it out. I've never known her to give that particular one. She's in Florida, but you're talking about a buttermilk pie that will set it all the way down.
I have never heard of it.
Oh my
really?
God!
Really?
I'm going to look it up and get that recipe for AFN Magazine because I have never heard of that one. I heard of a lot of stuff.
Mommy, you should send that recipe in to David Brown so he can put it in the magazine.
Okay.
Yeah. We got to get that in the magazine because that is,
yes.
I'm like, wow, never heard of that one. Heard of
oh
cheesecakes and all the rest of that 7-up cake, all kinds of different types of cakes growing up, but that one I haven't heard of.
She did. She did that, and her Mississippi mud pie, pie is the best.
Yeah, I heard of mud pie.
Yeah,
but yeah,
and then she makes this, the friendship cake. Is that what it's called, Mom? The one that takes days and days and weeks to make?
30 days.
30-day cake, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that is
so,
that's outrageous.
When I tell you,
I'm a pound cake person.
Oh, we are too. We definitely are pound cake. We don't do a whole lot of actually, Mom and I were we were driving home. When was that? Tuesday or Wednesday? And we both was like, I want cake. So we definitely want that. We love pound cake. We love that.
Oh my. Yeah. My little son loves pound cake. We have one, I don't even know what the name of it, but it doesn't last. Here.
Yeah, pound cake, that's the cake of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mommy can do that sour cream pound cake. Man, look at him. All I can say, y'all got a sister that won't. Mama, now you're going to have to make me a cake. I'm sorry. You're going to have to make me something.
That's what food is all about, how it brings people together. It brings laughter. You know, it makes you forget about a bad day. You can just sit around at the table and just laugh and just eat and just reminisce. Your bad day that you were having, it kind of just fades in the background. And then you walk it all down with that red Kool-Aid or with that sweet tea. Woo!
I've never understood how people say, I don't talk to my sister. I don't talk to my mama. Girl, please. My mom and my sisters, they're my best friends. And when we get together and we're in the kitchen, we all come together. We make it happen. And before you know it, the spread is so big, we're looking at it like, where did all this food come from?
I can't wait till Sister Big Bone put together her cookbook.
Yes.
Oh, you just heard it right here on Curtis Street in Radio. That's what the book is going to be coming out with. You heard it first on Curtis Street in Radio. Excited. Any special guests you got coming in the studio, Sister Big Bones, this in the next couple of months? Any exciting guests?
Well, I do have, I met some people at a car show a couple of weeks back. My daughter Tutu, she had did a video for one of the car people, and it was debuting at the car show. And so we're at the car show, and, you know, I'm running into people. They're like, I saw you on, you know, on the internet and the cooking and all that kind of stuff. And one of the car people, he wants to come on my show. And he wants to show off some of the cooking styles that he has, you know. I'm like, okay. So I have a show coming in May. It's called In the Kitchen with Sister Big Bones, Cooking with Cars. And it's going to be a mini car show, you know, at Metro Appliances and More. And that's going to be so exciting to have some of the car guys come and, you know, showcase their talents on a grill. So we're going to, you know, have some opportunities for teams to compete, and we're going to give away trophies. And, you know, it's just so exciting. And one of the personalities off of Fast and Loud, he's going to come as well. He asked if he could come,
ooh,
too. So, yes,
ooh,
I'm so excited.
That's my show. Ooh.
Is that your show?
Yeah.
Yes. Thomas
ooh.
Smith.
I'm going to come down there.
Yeah, you're coming. Yeah, so yeah, you're coming because you're invited to come because I wanted you to be a part of it. But, yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. You never know who you're going to run into. And this event, you know, we were just going, my husband and I were just going to support our daughter, you know, Tutu, you know, with her video debut for one of the car guys. And the people that were there, some of the people just recognized me. And then they're saying how they would like to come and cook in the kitchen with me. So we're trying to get things together. It is going to be done in May, and it's
okay,
so exciting.
I'm definitely going to come because I definitely got.
Yeah.
He's one of my big Thomas Smith. He's from what is not Fast and Loud. He used to be on Fast and Loud. He's on Fired Up Garage now.
Yeah.
Out of Dallas,
so he's
Texas.
He reached out to me and said he wanted to be a part of it because he heard that Jesse was going to be here. And Jesse is one of the car people. And man, I'm telling you, this is going to be a big thing. It's going to be an annual thing because I'm going to do some of the proceeds are going to go to the American
Diabetes
Association. You know,
right.
And we're just so excited that, you know, this little thing called me, you know, got all this going. And, you know, I'm telling you, it's the grace of God. It's God put you in people. God put people in your life for a reason. And
He'll
just open up doors for you that, you know, I couldn't do on my own. And this is all God. I'm telling you, God works so wonderfully. If you just sit back and just let Him do His work and you quit trying to do it yourself, it is so easy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because we didn't have any sponsors, and I'm, like, writing and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden we just put on a quick YouTube called How to Eat Crawfish 101, and when I went down to Texas, and next thing I know, I get calls and stuff like that. Hey, do you want to do your show? And I was like, my show? And I was like, yeah, I guess. And it just took off and started blowing up from there. So, you know, I tell everybody, hey, just get out there, right? Even
you have to get out. That's
come,
the key. That's the key words
yeah,
right now.
You
got to
get
out there.
Get out there. Put yourself out there. And Sister Bicula can say, I'm a shy person. I'm very much shy. And I don't sit there, you guys are talking, and I'm like, okay, what should I say? And this is making me, like, kind of nervous about, well, not really what to say. But, you know, she's a big blessing that God put in our life. And I'm glad of that.
Well, thank you, because you are a blessing in mine.
Yeah.
I am excited, guys. And that's what it's about, having those powerful connections that can definitely take you to the next level. And Sister Big Bone, not only do you have In the Kitchen, we wanted to definitely talk about In the Kitchen with Sister Big Bone because we wanted to talk that you are on air, that people could actually see your face In the Kitchen with Sister Big Bone. Talk about your major sponsor, that your number one sponsor.
They are Metro Appliances and More. They are an upscale appliance store. And I'm telling you, that is a beautiful store. They have these fancy stoves, refrigerator, cabinets. I mean, everything that you would want to set up your kitchen and outdoor kitchen with. I mean, and the kitchen that I cook out of is a beautiful kitchen. I have everything that I want. And, you know, they were a blessing because I just called them up and told them what I was doing. And we had a meeting. And when I got there, he said, "This store is yours. You do what you want. You are part of our family." And that's another thing. I mean, I couldn't do that on my own. God has set that up. And I'm just so glad that I was obedient and called because I'm not shy. I'll talk to anybody. And I had it in my mind, I'm going to talk like this and do like, but I didn't have to do any of that stuff. I just called them, told them who I was, what I was doing, made the appointment. And before I could even say anything else, when I met him in person, he just said, "This is all yours." He showed me the kitchen and said, "This is all yours. You do what you need to do in this area. This is yours." And then, you know, he just said that, you know, when they have events, you know, I can come in the kitchen and cook. That way I can, you know, get people signed up for my cooking classes. I didn't know I was going to do cooking classes, but then he told me that, you know, there's opportunities for me to do cooking classes. So it's like it just keeps growing and growing, and I'm just so thankful.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and for those that don't understand what she's saying, she actually goes into an appliance store, and they allow her to use their – I know that kitchen has to be $200,000. I know it has.
$250,000 to be exact.
$250,000 kitchen. And she gets to go into that store every week to film in the kitchen with Sister Big Bone. It's a studio-style kitchen. It is absolutely gorgeous. When I tell you about divine connection and favors, it rests on her. So I am excited about Metro Appliance and what they're doing. I mean, have met her, not only met her, they bought her all the way in.
That's right. They surely did.
I could not have this show without mentioning them or having you to mention them to say what a bang-up job they're doing for In the Kitchen with Sister Big Bones. So, I mean, because actually, originally, when it all originally started happening, you were going to get your kitchen redone at home.
Yes.
And remember, am I correct? And then that didn't even have to happen because Metro stepped in. So, beautiful, beautiful. And you may even have an opportunity to work with, is it GE?
Yes, and I met with the GE rep two times already because they want me possible to maybe do some spokes modeling for them for their appliances and include it in when I'm cooking. I can talk about the appliance that I am cooking on. So, you know, that's another direction, you know, that this can go because you don't ever know what direction you're going in until you're in it. And I had no idea that that was even an opportunity until, you know, he brought it up to me because they liked the way I talked. They liked my confidence. And so, you know, we're talking about, you know, having me maybe do some, you know, spokes modeling for their products.
Beautiful. I am excited. I am really excited about what's going on for you. We have to have you back because we didn't even touch on I Am Beauty, which is your blog talk radio show. So we definitely want to make sure that we have you back. Guys, we're at our hour. We got about 90 seconds. I just want to say, Sister Big Bone, if you can tell them right quick where people can reach you at, how they can get in contact with you.
Well, they can just, first of all, if they can just go to YouTube and type in American Food Network and like our YouTube channel, that would be the best.
Okay.
They can see my videos
American
Food Network, and also they'll be able to see, you know, the Colorado Springs food guy, which is David Brown, who's on the line with us now. I mean, just support us, and, you know, and that's how you can, you know, stay on track of what's going on. And, you know, just like our pages on, you know, Facebook, you know, just look up Sister Big Bones and, you know, America
yeah.
Food Network. I mean,
right.
America Food Network, America Food Network magazine. And, I mean, there's so many ways to just keep in touch with
yeah.
us. And we,
right.
Go ahead, baby,
and,
tell
yeah.
the rest of it.
Yeah, it's AFM magazine. .com.net, AmericanFoodNetwork.com.net. We're out there. Mine's is the Colorado Springs Food Guy. That's GUY at the end, in case you didn't know. ColoradoSpringsFoodGuy.com.net. And then I got my own, my personal website is MrDavidBBrown.com. You find all kinds of recipes. And all kinds of where we went out to different restaurants, did reviews and stuff like that. And we're about ready to launch another show coming up called The Food Truck Warriors. And plus, I'm doing the Hotel Elegante out here. She called me, and we're going to do date night for the Elegante Hotel here.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And just all of a sudden, everybody, we became big celebrities in our small little towns and stuff like that. I know Sister Big Brown's already a celebrity, but mine's is like, you know, we get top chefs coming through here, wanted to, us to look at their food and talk about their food on all kinds of stuff. Because we got out here, we have Brother Luck. He's been on Chopped. We got Mark Henry. He's been on Chopped. Win these shows, and we got all kinds of great restaurants. So if you ever get in the Colorado Springs or Denver area, you got to stop by and check us out.
Most definitely, and we'll do. Oh, what an awesome show, you guys. We are so grateful to have Sister Big Bones in the studios with us here, Curvy Studios, tonight in our on-air personality show. My personality is on the air. We thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, David Brown, Peggy Earl. Thank you for chiming in, Swan and Monty Maroc. We do appreciate you, and we love you, and we will see you back here next Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you're in the Curvy Studios. Until then, deuces, and we love you, baby.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.